I know that Thanksgiving is still a number of weeks away, but on Wednesday nights for at least this week, and maybe a few weeks to follow, we're going to talk about being thankful and gratitude and different times of being thankful during difficult seasons. We think we would all agree that Thanksgiving just shouldn't be one day a year. It should be a life of Thanksgiving. It's something that we should always have a life of gratitude and all those different things. And so we're going to start off here right now in Ephesians chapter number 5. Wonderful verse in the Bible. When you think about Ephesians chapter 5, there's some wonderful thoughts to it. Most people think about it being that family conference or that family chapter where it talks about the wife's responsibility, the husband's responsibility, the children's responsibility, the mother, the father. And it's really a great chapter. Also, we know that one to be inspirational when it talks about being filled with the Holy Spirit and what we're supposed to be doing, what we're not supposed to be doing. Great chapter of the Bible, probably one of the most taught chapters, but right in the middle of it, not exactly, but close to being exactly, verse number 20, there is this wonderful verse about giving thanks. And it's a tough verse because of the fact it says giving thanks, and then it continues on, giving thanks always for all things. So you have two things that are right off the bat. We're supposed to give thanks, and then it says not only just give thanks, we're supposed to do it always. He said, well, how in the world am I supposed to give thanks? They must have made a mistake because there are certain things you can't give thanks for. Then he says, no, give thanks always for all things. And then it continues on, unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. Quoted this. He made this quote. He says, when gratitude dies on the altar of a man's heart, that man is well nigh hopeless. Let me say that again. When gratitude dies on the altar of a man's heart, that man is well nigh hopeless. When we fail to be grateful people, it means that we don't have God in his rightful spot. It means that we do not see God the way he deserves to be seen in the rightful place in our life. Gratitude is at the heart of every good thing in our life. If we realize all the different things and we see things, we're going to learn how to be grateful and how to be thankful all the time and all things. But the truth is, the reverse is true. Ingratitude is at the heart of every evil thing. So if thankfulness and gratitude is at the heart of every good thing, meaning that's God, and then ingratitude is at the heart of every evil thing. When gratitude, like Dr. Bob Jones Sr. said about being on a man's heart, I truly believe that's the same thing with the family too. Not all members of a family is unthankful or ingratitude, but many times you see that coming through, that it usually is taught. You think about even inside churches, when gratitude dies on the altar of a church, our church is well nigh hopeless. Our families are well nigh hopeless because gratitude is at the very heart of our relationship with God. You think about it. Where did all the evil begin, at least with mankind? It began in the garden, right? And what happened with Eve? The Satan tricked, beguiled, whatever you want to say. But what did he get her to do? To question God's goodness. Yea, hath God said, oh, no, you're not going to die. He got to a spot, instead of Eve being thankful for God, he began to question and think, did God really mean this? Is God trying to hold something back from me? All these different things. And that's what they paint this picture in the world today, is that God is not good. God is good. God is always good. And think about some of the great passages of the Bible that would describe wickedness or ungodly living. One of those would be Romans chapter 1, when it talks about the homosexuality and talks about that perverseness. But you see where it starts in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. It is based on seeing God. How can you always in all things give thanks? It's who God is. That's who we're giving thanks to. We're giving thanks unto God. And think about in 2 Timothy chapter 3, there's that long list of things talking about being the last days. And right in it, it says in 2 Timothy 3:2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. This is a very ungrateful, ingratitude culture that we live in. It's evident in our own hearts. It's evident in our own homes. And many times it's evident even in our churches. And that's what it says here. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, God and the Father in our name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So applying this verse to our lives is something that is challenging, but actually I think it changes the way we look at things. If we can look and do on purpose to give thanks always in every situation, we're going to be looking for the goodness of God in everything. And we're going to be able to see God working and God moving in all areas of life. And we think about it, it deals with every area. You go down to verse number 22, it says what? Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands. Verse 25, husband, love your wives. You go down to verse number chapter 6, verse number 1, children, obey your parents. You go to verse number 2, honor thy father and mother. And there's all these things. Verse number 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children. Servants, you be obedient. But before all these different things and affects all these different relationships, it comes to this point. Hey, learn to be thankful. Learn that in every situation, always, and giving thanks always for all things unto God. I know that many of you, I'm sure, have family devotions. We've had them with our sons as they grow up. And I like to say we had them every single night. We did not, but we did them often. But one of the things I enjoyed was during that time, we did prayer requests, obviously. We read the Bible, obviously. But we always gave something that we're thankful for, something to praise the Lord about. And, you know, when they're children, it's one thing. But we had a couple of rules when we were doing our Thanksgiving time or praising time. Number one was you could not repeat anything anyone else said. Number two, you could not repeat the same thing night after night. You had to have something new every night. And so that makes it a little bit challenging. But at the same time, you say, well, I got so many things to be thankful for. That wouldn't be hard. But if you begin to have and develop and look and desire, you know, it changes the way you look at things. When you see every situation, it's sort of like what we talked about on Sunday night. Here's a question that we asked Sunday night. Are you willing to be used by God? Are you willing to go before God, open hands, Lord, I want to be used. God, will you use me? And then it's like you got to be willing to give yourself a burden like Nehemiah had. But when we see situations and problems, we can look at it two different ways. Oh, that's just wrong. That's horrible. Instead, we could say, God, do you want me to be used in this situation? God, what is it you want me to say? What is it you want? Now, he's not going to want us in every single situation, but when we come across activities and when we come across needs and when we come across families and when we come across problems, when we come across people, do we look at that and do we ask that question? God, I want to be used by you. God, is there something here that you want me to do? Is there something here you want me to do? But oftentimes we run instead of saying, God, I just want to be used. And God, if this is how you want me to be used, God, I'm willing to do it. No matter who the person is, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the cost is, I just want to be used by you. And you come to this moment and this time and this realization and say, God, I just want to be used. And when I see that there's a family that's struggling, God, what is it you want me to use? And I'm not talking about being a busybody. I'm not talking about getting up in other people's business. Obviously, that's going to tear people away and hate. They're going to hate the God that you say you serve. I'm talking about a person that will go with an open heart and say, God, I guess I want to be used by you. If there's something I need to do to be a blessing here. And many times, instead of being a help, many times people walk away the other way or they harm others. And so it's important. So you say, how does that do with Thanksgiving? It's giving thanks always for all things. If we begin to share things that we are truly thankful for with people on a regular basis, I think it would change your attitude toward other people also. If we spend time repeating and looking for the things, you think about it, what often do we do? Do we give thanks more or do we complain more? I'm afraid that we give more attention to evil news than good news. I just think I hear more about the bad that's around us than the good that is in us. And if we would be a thankful heart, look what it says in verse number 16. It says, redeeming the times because the days are evil. We do know that the days are evil. But if you begin to only look at the evil things of this world, you're going to get depressed. You're going to get discouraged. I know sometimes people say, well, I stopped watching the news. And I get it. I understand why they do that. And because lots of times it's lies. And you want to find a good news source, but you want to be informed. But be thankful. Be thankful. It says here, and giving thanks always in all things. I think the secret to a happy heart and a happy home is if you have the joy of the Lord in your heart. And I think the only way you're going to truly ever going to have the joy of the Lord in your heart and bring that to your children is by learning to give thanks. I know what many would say, and we hear people mumble, we hear people grumble, and they murmur. And then you're like, but I'm thankful. You know, they put that as a tag at the end. If you press them, you know, God's good. Yeah, I'm thankful for that. But all they're doing is murmuring. So if you say you're a thankful person, Think about today. Did you ever say thank you to God today? Do you ever praise God for anything he's done today? You say, well, I would think if you spent time alone with the Lord and you prayed, it's kind of hard not to say thank you. But here's another thing is, be thankful to anybody else today about the Lord? About how good he's been to you? If we're a thankful people, have we encouraged anyone today about, boy, the Lord's good. I'm thankful for his mercy. I'm thankful for his grace. In the situations you come across, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for, we say we're thankful people, but I'm sure that many of us had no problem murmuring or griping or complaining. And I'm guilty of that too. But did we give thanks today? If we're a thankful people, did we take time to give thanks? Because he's saying here, and he's saying, giving thanks always for all things. So we're going to look at this verse here today, and I'm hoping that this will help us understand some wonderful truths that will help us to have joy, because the Bible says we're supposed to be joyful Christians. And if we're not having the joy of the Lord in our heart, there's something wrong. There's something missing here. And I think it begins right here, being thankful. And so we're going to look at that, and hopefully as we dive into it, it will be helpful and encouragement, and each of us will walk away today looking for things to be thankful for. Because if you look for things, you're going to find things to be thankful for. So let's break the verse down word by word or phrase by phrase. The first thing I want you to think about when it says giving thanks always for all things, that word giving. This outline is not original with me. It's been changed it some, but when I read or I listened and I when I was doing studying, I came across some different thoughts here. And I like the way how they put this first one is giving is the action of thanks. Giving is the action of thanks. It is an action. Giving thanks, it means you give thanks to God. Giving thanks. The passage doesn't say that thanks is something you have. It says something that you give. It's an action. It's something that you're part of. It's something that it does not happen naturally. Sometimes we meet people who grumble. Sometimes we meet people who complain. They say, hey, I'm a person that is thankful. But the problem is their heart doesn't show it. And what does the Bible tell us about our hearts? It tells us in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, he says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if we are truly thankful people, you know what's going to happen? It's going to show. The joy is going to be there. It's going to be something that we give. It's going to be something that we let come out because it's already in our heart. It's not something that we have to work up. It's not something that we have to make up. What comes from our heart is what comes out of our mouth is what's already in our heart. Now, I know some people can fool others. I know some people can tell stories and some people can put on a show, but that only lasts for a little while. That truth comes out in the end. You think about it. I think about Peter standing by the fire, and we know that story, right? Peter's there, and they say, "Hey, you were with him," and they're like, "No, I wasn't with him. You were with him, no." And what does the last one say? I think it's the last one. He says, "Thy speech betrayeth thee." And what is it saying there? You were with him. You don't talk like us. You talk like them, or the way he was speaking. It wasn't one of cursing and other things like that. His speech betrayeth him. So in your life, would your speech betray you as a thankful person or a grumbling person? How you act and what you say. Remember, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Are you someone who praises the Lord? Are you someone who rejoices in the Lord? Is you somebody that somebody says, they say they're sad, but you can tell there's something going on in that heart? Or are you the other person? They say they're happy, but they look miserable, or what they say. And I'm not talking about one situation. I know we're not going to be giddy about certain things. I understand all that. But the reality is we know there's some people that have the joy of the Lord on their heart, joy of the Lord in their life. And then we know some other people that don't have it. And you wonder, are they thankful for anything? Because the only thing they ever do is seem like they grumble and they complain. They don't ever have, God is really good. God's done this. God's do this. God's working in my heart. God's working in my life. And so it is something that we give. I think if we would say that we were thankful, we might even think that we're thankful. But let's think back. How many times today do we actually give thanks? How many times a day do we give thanks to God? And how many times a day do we give thanks before man about God? How many times a day do we praise him? How many times today do we lift the Lord up? Do we talk about his goodness? Because I truly believe when your speech would betray you, when you begin your day in the presence of the Lord, you don't know what's going to happen. When the Lord fills you with his goodness, it's going to spill out in every area of your life. When your conversation is about the Lord and you spend good time with the Lord, you know what's going to happen? It kind of just boils out naturally. It's not something you have to make up. It's not something you have to work up. It's something that happens naturally. And you say, well, Pastor, I just don't feel very thankful. Spend some time with the Lord. That's why I always, when I teach about prayer, and I know sometimes people will say, I think there's a little bit of difference between praise and prayer. I group them together, but if you would spend time just praising the Lord, it changes your perspective. If, like I said, many times, what is prayer about? And it should not be all about this, but prayer is, God, I need this, and God, I want this. God, can you give me this? And it's asking. But praise, if we see God, you are faithful, and God, you are good, God, you are almighty, God, you've never left me, you never forsaken me. We begin to understand and begin to see the God that we're praying to. We're not coming to a God that can't do all things. We're coming to a God that can do all things. We're not coming to a God that when we look at it from the perspective is, woe is me, the world is really bad, things are really wrong. We're going, I worship a God that does all things, that he's sitting on the throne and he's in control of all things and he can make all things work together for good. And we begin to understand, it changes our complete perspective. We have no choice but to praise him. We have no choice when someone comes up to you and starts being negative. You say, you know what? That might be hard, but you know, God is really good. He can work through that. I had somebody text me today and there was a problem. This person is usually very thankful and joyful, and I guess responded to them about, you know, the Lord's really good. And they responded, and then they responded some encouraging things. You know, I tell you, if some people are trying to discourage others, they're very good at it because they're the way that they act. But that's not what he's saying here. He's saying here, giving thanks always for all things unto God. So I would encourage people to begin with prayer, because I believe praise, when they praise, because praise increases their faith to believe who God is. It increases their faith to believe God for more. Praise gives context into the one that we're speaking to. It's actually transformational in every part of our life. It's something that is a discipline. It does not come natural. It's just like our prayer life. It's something that we must force ourselves to do. And as we begin to study the word and we begin to understand who God is and we begin to believe in God and believe in his promises and believe in what his word says and believe about his mercy and believe about his grace and understand his holiness, we begin to pray and we begin to think and we begin to meditate on those things. When we bring our prayer list before God, no longer is, I wonder if God can do this. Instead, God, you've already done what you're going to do. Here's what I'm asking, but whatever you want, God, you're the one that's in control. It transforms how we look at things because we begin praising the Lord, and it's a supernatural work that God does in our own heart. It is a spiritual discipline to take time to thank the Lord. It's the fruit of the Spirit that comes out when we allow it to. So what do? We have to give thanks. Now, I know sometimes people are trained to give thanks. Don't get me wrong. When you're a parent, you give your child something, you hand it out to them, and as they're taking it, now what do you say? You tell them that you want to hear them say thank you because you want to teach them to be thank you. Now, I know this generation that's coming up and the generation even the two generations from now, they might not say thank you the same way as other people say thank you. And we learned that they're different. They change. I say thank you through text messages nowadays. Sometimes people say thank you through expressions and the way that they treat you. And I know that different people think, hey, it needs to be a thank you note. I understand all those things. We want to teach thankfulness. But when's the last time you were thankful to God? When's the last time you were thankful to someone else? Because this is talking about our relationships. It's talking about relationships with our families. When's the last time you thanked your wife? Thanked your husband for what they've done? Oh, they're supposed, I know what they're supposed to do. But what does it say here? Giving thanks always for all things. And it's amazing. I know some people who expect people to give thank you notes, but that is hard when they don't give say thank you to you. And I'm not being judgmental. I'm just saying, who are we being thankful to? And we're going to get to that in a second. So the first thing is giving is an action of thanks. And this next thing is always is the duration of thanks. And so if giving is the action of thanks, always, it says here, giving thanks always. So thanksgiving is not just a day, it's supposed to be a way of life. It's a discipline that should be part of every day of our life. We should on purpose be looking for things to be thankful for. If you reserve Thanksgiving just for that Thursday in November, you miss the whole part. So giving is the action of thanks, always is the duration of thanks. And that's what it says here. Thanks always for all things. That means all through time, all throughout eternity, we should be giving thanks. Now, what do you think we're going to be doing in heaven? We're going to be praising the Lord. That's a way of giving thanks. You know, God, you're holy. I mean, we're there because of him. And God, you're holy. Thank you, Lord. And how long does Thanksgiving, it's supposed to be a life of Thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus, and will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So this is something that he says, what do I want you to do? I want you to give thanks in everything. And so I think sometimes when people talk to me or when I see them talk to other people, it's miserable for them. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be able to give thanks. Maybe what you're going through is not good, but your God is always good. God is always good to you. We can always give thanks for a God that is always good. And we come to this and you say, well, Pastor, I still don't understand giving thanks always, the duration. It's because of the fact that God can take things and make it work together for good. You think about it, God has an amazing ability that he can take something that may seem evil at the first glance, he can orchestrate it all out for something for our good and for his glory. And we see Bible character after Bible character after Bible character that happens too. We think about the story of Abraham and Isaac going up there and that faith he showed on Mount Moriah. We think about the story of Joseph going over to Egypt. That's an obvious one that, you know, God, you sold me, but God sent me. You meant it for evil. God meant it for good. He does that all the time. He can do that in all of our lives, in every situation. Stop being so moaning and groaning and grumbling and murmuring. Instead, let's believe what the Bible says and take an action and take an active part and says giving thanks. It's something that's active, but it's a duration. It's something that we must believe that God can do all things. And even though it might seem like you're going through a hard time and go through a tough thing, remember, God's not forsaking you in that. And remember, not only is God not forsaking you, that it could be worse too. There are things that are going on in people's lives and we turn around and say, no, you can look at it. There's usually someone else is going through something worse than you are. Think about it. God is trying to teach you something. When God allows something to happen in your life, it's for your good and for his glory. You're becoming more like his son. Instead of looking at the trial and saying, man, this is miserable, this is horrible, say, God, this is going to make me more like Jesus. Show me those things, how this makes me more like him. And this is the word of God. And then he says, and we can thank him that it's not going to last forever. Probably one of my favorite points in Sunday school class was where calamities be overpassed. David was there. He was in the cave. He was in the ravines. And sometimes you just got to wait through things. Sometimes you just got to let things and the Lord work out whatever he's doing and realize it's not going to last forever. So why is it that he asks us always? It's because of the fact he's going through it with us and it could be worse. And the fact that he's trying to teach us something, but also it's not going to last forever. Someday we're leaving this world and these problems we're leaving behind. Praise the Lord for that. And we can be thankful for that. Another thing I want you to think about, if giving is the action and always is the duration, think about how for all things is the motivation of thanks. It's a motivation of thanks. Okay, so I know this is the part that trips us up sometimes. I know sometimes when Mr. Bateman's praying, he prays, thank you for the different trials and struggles you go through. And when he prays that way, and some people might think that sounds kind of weird, but why would he do that? Or why would we say that? Sometimes we get the idea that only the things we like and enjoy, things that make us comfortable, that's where we're supposed to give thanks to. But that's not it at all. The Bible talks about he desires that we would give thanks in everything. Everything in reality should drive us to give thanks to God. Every situation, even the hard things today, remind us how difficult life would be without God. You think about it. I don't know how many times I've heard some of you even say, I don't know how I ever got through this without God. If you didn't go through it, you wouldn't know how great God is. So everything drives us to God. Even in the difficult things, we learn to grab a hold on him and depend upon him and say, God, I don't know what the next step is, but I'm taking it. And God, I can't see it, but I'm trusting you. And everything we can give thanks, and always we can give thanks, because those difficult times, they drive us back to God. And we realize that God is always good. And we realize last time we went through that, that God was there. He never forsook me. And we got through it. Even times when we struggle, and even times when we stress, and even times when we're brought low, we can give thanks for God because he humbles us. And what does the Bible say? The Bible says we need to be humble. He tells us, humble thyself under the mighty hand of God. He's going to lift you up, yes. So anything that humbles you, you can say thank you for. I don't like being humbled. And I don't like being humbled either, but I need to be humbled sometimes. Because he tells me that he uses that type of vessel. Like Sunday night, God, I want to be used by you. God, would you please use me? You've got to be clean. And sometimes our pride has to be stripped away. And we don't like those times, because pride is something that is so hard to fight against. It's hard to deal with. And he takes and he brings situation in our life and says, look, this is out of your control. And he humbles us. And anything that humbles us, we should give thanks for. Some way God is using whatever is in your life to bring you closer to him. His desire is for you to be close to him. His desire is that relationship to be better. So no matter what you're going through, whether it's good or bad, let it drive you to God. Let it drive you to a God who loves you, one who is your father. We're going to see it in a little while, one who cares for you, the one who desires. This is what a heart of thanksgiving, this is what a life of thanksgiving looks like. Romans 2:4 puts it this way, the goodness of God leadeth to repentance. The goodness of God, when we understand the goodness of God, it's going to cause us to repent. When I see God high and holy lifted up, you know what I often do? God, I'm sorry. I failed you. God, I should do more. God, you've been so good to me. I put this in my life where it doesn't belong, and I put this before you. And God, the more I see God, and when I begin to give thanks to God, and I start to give thanks to God, and I consider who he is, it reminds me how truly unthankful I am. It brings the realization that God has been so extremely good to me that I often miss it. Every day, all around me is the goodness of God. All around me, I see things that I can bless him for. All around me, I see things I can thank him for. All around me, I can see things that bring me closer to him. All around me, I see things that he's humbling me with. Why is it that we tend to remember all the bad things? We don't focus on the good things. You think about it. And it's when in this verse, once again, it says, giving thanks always for all things. We forget about all the wonderful things. Like, for instance, if you get a brand new car and you're there, you get this brand new car, and then somehow it gets a little ding on it. Well, you can mumble and grumble about that ding, forget about the brand new car you had that's going to last you for how many years. Or like at your house, and you think about it, that you got a house. More than likely, the roof doesn't leak. More than likely, you have air conditioning and you got a heater. More than likely, you have more space than most of the world has. All those different things. And you have this wonderful house that's there. But then there's a few little things that are there that make... And what do you focus on? Do you focus on the few little things? And the answer is, normally that's what we do. Because I'm not saying you should never fix it. Obviously, you should fix it. You want to take care of your house. But we forget the if you have a 2,000-foot square house, you forget about the 1,995 feet that everything's great with. And then you focus on the 5 feet that's not good. Why is that? It's because we look at things the wrong way. If we would look and consider how good we are, how good we have it, and how much of a blessing we have, and all the different blessings God has, most of us have relatively good health. Most of us have relatively good food and a good, clean, dry place to sleep. And they have a vehicle you rode in. And then, I mean, there's a list that you could go down and keep on going down and keep on going down. It's a blessing that we should learn to be thankful for. Why is it we love to talk about those things that do not go our way, but so often we forget to fail to talk about those things that God's done for us and God is doing for us? The little things, the simple things, giving thanks always for all things. Talk about those bad things, but talk about how God drew, made you through this. Nothing wrong with sharing requests with one another. I'm thankful for God. Look what it says in verses 18 and 19. There's a connection here. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. There's connections here. It goes down, verse 18, if you're a Spirit-filled person, you know what you're going to be? You're going to be thankful. The person who is grumbling and complaining and is filled with an unthankful heart is not a Spirit-filled person. You say, well, Pastor, it's not your right to... Remember how the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaketh. I go a step farther saying that a person that's Spirit-filled is going to be a person who's speaking to themselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. They're going to be a rejoicing person. They're going to be a person who has a song in their heart. They're going to be a person making melody in their heart. Maybe not always out loud, but there's something going on in their heart and their life, and it's not misery. It's not grief. There's a joy there. There's a thankfulness there, giving thanks always. So when we're Spirit-filled, we're going to be a person who's rejoicing, a person who's singing, and we're also going to be a person who's giving thanks. When a person is Spirit-filled, they're going to be a thankful person. If your heart is not filled with the Spirit today, that means filled with thankfulness today. We need to go back and meditate on His Word. We need to go back and meditate on the heart of God. We need to go to God and say, God, would you fill me with your Spirit? Would you help me understand that I don't want to be this person who's ungrateful, and I don't want to be this person who's unthankful. And I know that we can be really good at being thankful to other people, but we forget to be who the most important person we should be thankful to, and that's God. So giving is the action of thanks. Always is the duration of thanks. For all things is the motivation of thanks. And the next one is the direction of your thanks unto God. Giving thanks always for all things. And here's the next phrase, unto God. This is where it starts with. It's unto God. Once again, as I mentioned before, if you did have people and you say, hey, you give them something and they turn around and you want them to hear them say thank you, so they learn how to be appreciative and thankful. We wait for people to say thank you sometimes. When we are teaching them to be thankful, we want to make sure they remember who to be thankful to most. And it says unto God. It doesn't go first to the man, it goes first to God. And we should be learning to be thankful for other people and the things that, but we should look past that. We should look past the fact that so-and-so has done this to me or for me, and I appreciate what they do, and I'm thankful for what they've done for me, but I'm looking past that and seeing how God is using that person to be a blessing to us. There's sometime many, many years ago, someone helped us, wasn't part of our church, but somebody inside of our family helped us when our car transmission went out, and they paid for it. And car transmissions aren't cheap to pay for. And that was a big deal. We had two vehicles. We were happy using the other one while we were saving up money, but it would have taken a long time to save up the money. And I said to him, I didn't know how to respond. I just said, thank you for letting God use you for that. Because I was praying that God would provide the need, and God spoke to that person's heart, and they met the need, and it was a wonderful blessing. And I had to learn that. It's hard. It's a humbling thing. And not only because they helped with the transmission, but it also helped teach me that I'm in God's hands. And if God wants to use another person to help provide something for me, that's hard for me to do. And that's something, in the same time, when I sometimes give a gift or do something for somebody, you're like, hey, you're the preacher. You're not supposed to, I think we need to learn to allow God to use whoever he wants to try to provide the needs for us. And sometimes I've seen people be kind to us, or I've seen sometimes a widow lady be kind to somebody else. And I'm thinking, man, we're supposed to be taking care of the widows. They're not supposed to be doing that kind thing to somebody else. And and you look past all that. Obviously, you show your thanks to others. You do. But who are we giving thanks to? It's unto God. God's the one that's connecting the dots behind the scene. God is the giver of all blessings. There is many blessings, but there's only one blesser. There's many resources, but there's only one source. There's many streams, but there's only one fountain. There's many gifts, but there's only one giver. We should definitely be thankful for the people that God uses, but we should look behind that and beyond all that and see God at work in every good thing in our life. Thankfulness is a very practical thing. It is a very deep theological truth. God brings God to every part of our life. He connects the dots in every area of our life, and God is able to deal in every part of our life. And when we begin to give God's thanks, we're going to start being thankful to other people too. Thank you for what you did. Because we see that it came from God. It's not something I created myself. It's not something I made. It's not something I've done. I couldn't do anything without God. I wouldn't have anything without God. Every good gift, every perfect gift, where did it come? It comes from above. And when I see things that way, then I'm going to go up and say, you know, thank you for what you did. And I, and you know, once again, it's God working behind the scenes. And if you're spirit filled and God speaks to your heart to meet a need, I don't know, that's one of the greatest feelings in life, when there was a certain need and God just answers the prayer. And I've seen that happen numerous times in my life, when there's something going on and God speaks to so-and-so, didn't even know about the need, and they do something for so-and-so, and boy, they just praise the Lord for that, because God's the one. So that's, you say, well, how can I give thanks? Give thanks always for all things. It's because we're giving it unto God. An unthankful person is a person who did not learn to be thankful to those around them. But more importantly, they show a lack of ingratitude from God first and foremost. They're not thankful to God. And when they're not thankful to God, and they don't see God working in every situation, and even though sometimes it's a hard thing, and even though sometimes it's something that has to drive us back to God because it was something we didn't want or something we didn't desire, and it pushes us back to God, that we learn that and we see that and we embrace that and say, God, thank you. Because we're giving it unto him. The direction of our thanks should always be Godward first. And that's the power of praise. God, thank you for all the things you've done. And as you do that, you'll see how you'll be thankful to other people too. So if we see giving as the action of thanks, always as the duration of thanks, for all things as the motivation of thanks, unto God as the direction of thanks. And then you see the relationship of our thanks and the Father. And we're gonna close up with these two real quickly. And the Father, you see the relationship that's there. And it says in verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Over these years in my life, I've learned, having two sons, the sacrifices my parents made to raise me. And I don't think I fully understood that. I don't even know if I fully understand it now. Because I know my sons don't fully understand the sacrifices I've made and the different things. When they get out on their own, they start having their own bills and they start having their own this and their own that. Things change, right? I mean, then they start realizing, hey, food isn't free. When you open up the refrigerator, it's not just sitting there. It's because mom and dad bought it and mom and dad had it sitting there waiting for you. When they get out on their own, and I know my boys experienced that at college, and even now with Brother Christian being out there and married, and he's got bills that he's never had before and all those other things. And so you learn something. And this is the beautiful thing here is he is our Father. And as we learn and understand how much it costs to be a father, how much of an investment it takes to be a father and to be a parent, God in his perfection, he is taking care of us. And when we give thanks, we realize he's a good father. I know what some might say, well, my parents didn't take care of me. My dad wasn't even there. I understand that. We're not talking about your family relationships, and I'm sorry if they fell short. But our perfect heavenly Father. James 1:17 puts it this way. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I have nothing but what my Father has given me, and my heavenly Father will never change. And it's something that's coming down from the Father. We got to realize this, got to understand this. I need to be a thankful person. It's and the Father, unto God and the Father. And then continues on. Last but not least is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is the recognition of thanks, where it comes from. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have giving is the action of thanks, always is the duration of thanks, for all things is the motivation of thanks, unto God is the direction of thanks, and the Father is the relationship of our thanks. But last but not least, don't miss this, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the recognition of thanks. It's not because I deserved it either. It's because of who Jesus is. Is what Jesus did for me. We pray in Jesus' name. Why do we do that? It's because in Jesus' name we have the authority. In Jesus' name we have the access. In Jesus' name, he's getting the credit. It's what he deserves. It's what he's done. It's when we praise him in the name of Jesus. Why is that? Because it's based off of what he did for us and how we are seen. It's by his righteousness that we have these things, that we're heirs, joint heirs together. So, all these things. Say, Pastor, why in the world are you going to talk about thankfulness for a few weeks? Because I think it's being ungrateful is a sin that Christians do. Sometimes they don't even realize it. They don't even see it. They expect others to be thankful. They'll notice when someone else is being unthankful. But when we go back and we examine, How much time did I take today thanking God? If I would have asked the question at the beginning, I would say, how many people think they're thankful people? And have you raise your hand? I think most people would say, yeah, that's me. Maybe in their pride, they would have said, no, I'm not going to raise my hand. But in your hearts, if we would ask that question, yeah, I'm thankful. How much time today did you spend just being thankful? How much time did you just say thank you to the Lord today? When's the last time you just stopped and just said, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me? And begin to think about it. So this week, I want you to begin to think about it. Tonight, when we have those prayer requests, if you want to, if you have the sheets from your bulletin, I know somebody said, well, I don't have a bulletin. And there's nothing right wrong with writing a prayer request down, but why don't you write down something you're thankful for? And we'll read that along too. Because there is plenty of things to be thankful for. There's plenty of things to be grateful for. But I think it's something that is missed in many Christians' lives because they miss the perspective is, if it's something that's comfortable, if it's something I enjoy, if it's something that's easy, I'm going to say thank you. Something I really need, I might say I'm thank you. But when it's something that I don't want, but God's using it to bring me closer to Him, I can learn to be thankful then. Then we're starting to get the picture. Our thankfulness is unto God. Unto God. So let us tonight be thankful unto God. And ask the Lord, Lord, I think I'm a pretty thankful person, but I can't remember the last time I praised you in front of somebody. I can't remember the last time I gave you the praise you deserve or took the time to just say, I'm thankful. And ask Him, God, is this something I need to work on? And the next few weeks, we're going to look at a couple different thoughts when it comes along with being thankful, maybe a story here or there. And it's not just because Thanksgiving is around. It goes along with our theme. We are completely and totally blessed. So much, do we even realize it? I'm hoping we'll see it. Because when we can be thankful to Him, we'll be thankful naturally to everybody else. Even when it says, husbands, love your wives, you're actually going to be thankful for your wife. Wives, submit into your husbands. It's all involved in those relationships. It connects all together because you see the perspective that God has. I'm thankful for what God's brought into my life and what He's trying to teach me. Let's pray.